The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Never a clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lang Jr., Mark Davila. You don't know this, but we are in a brand new location. Normally, we record at Mike Lang Jr.'s place. Today, my place. It's a little weird.
Because my computer died.
Your computer is a piece of shit.
That's well, that's debatable. It cost me a lot of money.
Would you debate it? You think it's awesome? You know it doesn't work, right?
Well...
And there you go.
So it's in the shop getting diagnosed as murder.
Mm-hmm. Kill that shit.
I am so sick of technology. Whether it's my phone or my DVR or my computer.
Eh, it all fucks up.
You know what? Back in the 1800s.
When we didn't have technology for it to screw
exactly,
up.
Exactly. The most that happened, up. You know, your wagon wheel would break and
my
you get out.
My fucking horse broke down. You believe that shit?
Well, think about it. Your wagon wheel breaks. You get out, wagon wheel's broke. Your computer goes down, it could be one of like a billion things. You know, your horse breaks a leg, you shoot him, and you got dinner for a couple weeks.
I don't know, do they eat horse?
Listen, they'll eat anything.
You'd think, but they kind of make it seem like no one ever ate horse.
They ate horse. Listen, if you got a horse and he dies...
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Why not eat him? What are you going to do with that meat?
I know, I mean, I don't think they made glue, because what are you doing with all that glue? Or they say that dog food has a lot of horse meat.
My computer dies. We can't eat it for lunch the next day. Like, what's for dinner? My computer.
Well, listen, we're having motherboard sandwiches.
Mm.
Which might be good.
Can I have the hard drive? All right. I'll save that for Thanksgiving.
Use it like a wishbone. We break it in half. I get the bigger piece. I get a wish. Why do they call it the wishbone?
Because it's like a split.
Yeah.
And then did you ever do that?
No, you're taking the action of what they do. That doesn't imply that that was why it was named, because you could make a wish by breaking it. You know, why do they call it that in the first place?
I don't know.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
I like explaining things like that.
Yeah, I understand what they do with it. You know, I remember doing that as a kid, like Thanksgiving dinner, and like somehow it got dug up. Like, oh, the wishbone. So, you know, you grab an end and you snap it.
That seems like something that Mark wouldn't do.
Well, when I was a little kid, my mom tells me to do this. I'm, oh, okay.
Mark, you will break that wishbone.
Mom, I don't want to. You will do it now, mister.
Okay. Everyone gets a wish at this table.
Okay. All right.
I remember when I used to eat stuff, my grandfather would always be like, watch out for the bones.
Well, yeah, he doesn't want you to fucking choke. He cares about you.
Or he didn't want to have to try to save me.
Listen, I don't want to give you the Heimlich because I might get aroused wrapping my arms around you, body pressed tight, and that's too much to explain to the old lady.
Speaking of that, did you hear, I was in that radio lab again, and they're saying...
Would you just rip everyone off?
I'm not ripping it off, I'm just giving you a fact from it.
All right.
That they don't call it the Heimlich maneuver anymore.
No?
Because apparently the Heimlich was...
Dr. Heimlich admitted that he actually didn't invent it?
No, when he was an old man... Well, I guess he's still an old man. I think he's still alive. He started doing like these real controversial treatments on people to try to cure AIDS with like leeches and stuff.
Yeah, you jerk them off. That's fucking cure. Listen, who's the doctor? Me or you? If I say jerking you off is going to cure you, it's going to fucking cure you.
So because he's all controversial, they, like the Red Cross doesn't call it the Heimlich maneuver.
Well, fuck them. It's still the Heimlich maneuver. I don't care.
And now they're going back and saying that actually hitting people on the back is just as effective. Remember?
I don't know.
Years ago, they're like, no, don't do that.
I'm not sure if it's just as effective.
And it's safer, because a lot of times when you do the Heimlich maneuver, you break ribs and stuff.
Last time I seen something on the Heimlich, they said to do the Heimlich from like the lower stomach up, so you're really not going to break any ribs.
I do it from the balls or the vagina.
Yeah. Well, if it's a hot chick, do it from her balls. Yeah.
What are you doing? Hey, did you take the training? No. I'm certified by the Red Cross.
I don't know if she can complain if she's choking.
No, but her friends would.
Oh, okay. Well, don't tell them to do it. Listen, who's doing it, me or you?
That reminds me when Mrs. Doubtfire saved the day.
Robin Williams?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then by mistake, he sat back down in his Mrs. Doubtfire costume.
Whew.
First of all,
I know
someone's gonna be like, his family might put up with that, but this other guy, it's like, why does he keep getting up every 2 seconds?
You would question, where the fuck is he going? And where the fuck is she going? Wait a minute, is he Superman? Never together at the same time.
This is my new character, Mrs. Doubtfire, which would never get picked up ever.
What do you mean, get picked up?
That's an actual show.
Oh, well, of course. Oh, wait. Oh, the premise of the movie? Dude, I haven't seen the movie in so long. I don't even know what you're talking about. How the premise of the movie is, like, at the end, he had a show where he was Mrs. Doubtfire. Mm-hmm. I know. Really? You wouldn't think people would be complaining about that? So this show, where there's this dude in fucking drag as an old lady?
Why not just hire an old lady?
Yeah. That makes no sense at all. I mean, Robin Williams movies.
That's like that Mr. Science guy got fired, and he came back just dressed up as a lady.
Who's Mr. Science?
Remember him when you were a kid?
Mr. Science? I know Bill Nye the Science Guy.
But no, before there was Mr. Science, I think was his name, and he had gray hair.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Speaking of shows, I watched this Viking show.
I still haven't. I've been hearing you talk about it, yeah. But I still haven't
seen it. It's really good, except they do something that annoys me. In between, during a commercial break, like right when they go to commercial, they go later, and they show like scenes from later on in that same episode.
They want to entice you. What's the problem?
Well, listen, if your show's good enough, if your show's not good enough for me to keep watching in the same episode, then you might as well quit.
Do you think people are sitting at home like, man, this fucking sucks. I'm about to change it. Ooh, wait a minute. Well, I'll stick around.
That's like if you're having sex with a girl and she's bored. Like, hold on. I got a move coming up.
It's like, listen, in 2 minutes, I'm going to flip you over. Yeah. All right. I'll stick around for that.
I'll stay with that.
We'll see. Now, reverse cowgirl.
Now, reverse cowgirl.
Which is just regular cowgirl. Wait. Ooh, I invented a new move and with a new name. Side saddle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you think about it. It's not cowgirl or reverse cowgirl. Side saddle. Which is another way to ride a horse. So it fits. It works. I'm going to try that out later.
Didn't some movies like the saddle like fall over and you're like hanging under the horse?
Yeah, they've done that in movies. Mostly in cartoons, too. Where the whole saddle just slides off and you're upside down banging your head on rocks.
Cartoons, they do the finger in the gun.
Yeah. Also, it doesn't work in real life.
They tried that in Mythbusters, and it kind of did.
Really?
Well, the problem is you couldn't use a real finger.
Well, yeah, you blow your fucking finger off. But, I mean, it would stop. The bullet really couldn't go out all the way. It couldn't, you know, be a complete projectile.
So what you need is a fake metal hand that you could stick in someone's gun.
Do you think someone's going to stand there and just wait and stand perfectly still while you jam something in their gun?
They might.
Probably not.
Hold on, don't fight. All right, hurry up.
Wait, you're going to shoot me? Wait a second. Here, I got something in my pocket. Let me take this out.
Hurry up, I want to shoot you.
Maybe a pen?
Nah. Right?
Like a metal pen.
Maybe one of those rabbits that girls pleasure themselves with?
That's not a metal. That's like rubber.
No. The rabbit's metal.
Is it? I wouldn't know. I just assume it's plastic.
Yeah, or no, it's like a little bullet. It looks like a little bullet. It's good for traveling.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend. She had that. She was trying to masturbate in her car. She got pulled over by the police. He thought it was a bullet. He shot her. She's fucking dead.
At first, I thought this was a real story.
No.
Remember we were sitting outside your house?
Because that's kind of true. Yeah.
We were sitting outside your house that one time.
Me, you, and two other ladies.
And I had that like laser pointer thing, which didn't even work, but I still had it on my seat. And he saw the silver with his left.
Well, okay. Well, so you got to set the scene. Me, you, two ladies are in your car. In front of my parents' house, and for no particular reason, when the cops stopped, I mean, they passed by, they stopped and decided to give us trouble. We're not fucking doing anything. So, you know, as they're questioning us and fucking harassing us.
And we thought we were safe because you live there, so it's like, I'm at my house.
That's my house, right there. But no, he starts giving us shit, and they're just like, whoa, what's that?
He was scared. He thought it was a gun.
No, he didn't think it was a fucking gun. It looked like you had, like, a bullet. Like, so maybe I have loose bullets hanging out. I don't listen. Is it illegal? What if I just have bullets in my cup holder in my car? I don't have a fucking gun. I like bullets.
Yeah, it's not illegal to have bullets.
I like throwing bullets at people. Could you do that? Do you think you'd get in trouble for throwing bullets at people?
You might.
But why? It can't hurt
you. Well, I think you'd get in trouble for throwing nickels at people, really.
Wait, wait, wait. How about you're not whipping them at people? You just say, hey, kid, catch. And you say, you know, lightly lob over a bullet.
That's what I do in Bum's Bag. I just throw money at their head as hard as I can.
I throw them bullets. Subtle threat.
I suppose they could sell it, bullets. Didn't the girl, like, start...
Fucking buying
didn't
bullets.
The girl, like... I was so afraid because that girl we were with is like crazy. A maniac. And she'll start yelling at the cop. And you know, we're the ones who are getting a beating, not her.
I know. Even though she deserves it. No, I mean, everyone stayed quiet, luckily, and then he just moved on.
The funny thing is, we did that because you used to tell us all the time, like, yeah, people are always outside my...
They are, though. No, police never stop by and bother them. Usually it's a black person. I think the police are scared of black people, and they didn't see black people in the car, so they were like... Now we got them.
Got four Caucasians. One of them's a model, maybe.
I mean, no one's really going to mistake me for a model.
No,
I mean,
no,
listen,
no.
I mean,
I was
maybe.
About me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, back then, we still lived at home, and we didn't, like... I would take people back to my house sometimes, but most... We used to hang out in people's driveways a lot.
Yeah. I mean, listen, when you're young...
It's the same, because you're in a driveway, so the cops really aren't going to hassle you.
Yeah. You don't have a place of your own. You can't fucking go anywhere. Like, look, I'm not going to drive around for another 8 hours. We need somewhere to park. And as usual, no car sex. None.
Well, because it was like three girls who weren't attracted to us.
Yeah.
Actually, the one had a crush on me, but I was too arrogant.
You didn't pursue it. You're like, please, you. Meh. Meh.
Man.
Fuck you, please.
Just a few years later, I would have been like, all right.
Yeah.
Although
that's my advice to all the young people. Fuck every chick you can, man. You get a chance, do it. You'll regret it later.
Don't oversell yourself.
You know what?
I'm too good for her.
No. Later on, when somebody asks you, you know, sometime down the road about your numbers, you're going to think like, shit, yeah, that's my number. But you know what? It could have been like 12 more.
Ugh. I think about that all the time.
I know.
All the ones that got away.
It's all a numbers game.
I mean, there was ones where I had the fish on the hook. I just threw my pole in the water for no reason. Like, that fish doesn't want to come up on the boat. I just throw my pole away.
Do you mean by pole? Do you mean penis?
No, I fish.
You threw your penis in
the analogy, I'm fishing. I hooked a fish. I got her.
Okay.
I'm like, I just throw my fishing pole in the water.
Yeah, the fish looks fine, but whatever.
Then you come up and go, hey, you know, you caught that fish. I'm like, nah, that fish wasn't into it.
I hear the police going by. Probably not going to pick up on Mike. I find that happens a lot. We hear shit, and then I'll mention it. And then later on, when I listen to the finished product, I'm talking about shit that no one else can hear.
My God, did you hear that? It's a monster.
Yeah, and then no one hears anything. And then I didn't even need to bring that up.
That's what I always tell you.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's hard not to react to things.
Actually, you that's your life. Is not reacting to things.
I know.
That's the Mark way.
That is. It's true.
I will never react to anything ever.
I don't react. People know that about me.
But then you do.
I keep to myself.
Every once in a while you do.
And maybe I'll have like my neighbors on the news. Like, he seemed so nice. He seemed normal. He used to carry my groceries inside. I didn't know he was a murderer.
Do you do that?
Murder? No.
Yeah, you never, you know.
Or groceries. Either one, no.
Why don't you hear people like, oh my God, that guy, I knew he was going to be a killer?
Because real killers don't look like killers.
He used to drag his old lady in by her hair every day.
Yeah, those guys, they're just assholes. They're not killers.
They kill their old ladies every once in a while.
Yeah, sometimes, but it's rare. That's how it always is. People think they could spot them, but you can't. You look like a fucking nice, normal guy, suave, like me. And it turns out he's the bike path rapist. And then you got some scumbag walking around, and, you know, he's not doing shit.
That's the thing.
And that's the guy you're avoiding. You're inviting the other guy into your house.
Yeah, if you're going to be a bike path rapist or murderer or whatever, you got to be able to approach people. If you look like a really bad creep, people are going to avoid you.
If you look like a scumbag...
They're going to see you in the distance, and they're going to be like, I got to cross the street.
This guy looks up to no good.
I got to stop and tie my
shoes. Instead, you look like you're somebody's grandfather, you know, going... You're lost looking for directions. They're going to fucking... Oh, what is it? Do you need help? And then, bam, you fucking got him.
I always wanted to do an experiment where...
Where I murdered someone.
I have a class... There's a classroom of people, And then I come up in front, and then they like right, they describe me. I want to know what, like, what would people just by looking at me think?
Oh, you don't want that. You know how insulted you'd be? You'd feel like shit after. Huge fucking nose. Look at his ears sticking out like 3 feet. Beady eyes.
I know. I don't have beady eyes. I have great eyes.
He thinks his eyes are awesome because they're blue, but come on, that's it. And I think he's going bald.
No, I'm not. How dare you make shit up?
But what if people could say like negative things? You feel horrible.
I think he has herpes. I can see it right through his jeans.
No, over in his mouth. Well, I some kind of sores or something. What's he got? AIDS, this guy?
I think he has gingivitis.
Yeah, his gums are receding. Really gummy smile. He shouldn't open his mouth up so much.
That's bullshit.
I know. People are cruel.
Well, that's like last week. I was on Reddit and some guy's like, hey, I'll listen to your podcast and I'll give you a review.
Oh, cool.
So I go, all right. So I sent. Like, he didn't say it to me personally. It was like a general post.
What did you, which, like a random episode? What did you send?
Well, you'll send me your best episode. I'm like, they're all the best. As far as I'm, they're all my babies.
It's true. Each and every one.
So I sent him the one where we talked about the Khaleesi and camels doing the booty dance.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
So he heard that one. And then
if you haven't heard that one, go back.
So basically, I can link to it, but he goes to everyone else like, the bad, and he'd yell at him for laughing too much and sound was bad or whatever. And he'd say, you know, the good and then the tips for people.
Yeah.
For us, he said, well, there's nothing bad I can say. You didn't do any, there wasn't any laughing, and your voices are good. But I'm not really into your humor, though I could find other people might find it funny.
Someone might like it. You know, imagine if a girl says that to you. It's like, I'm not going to say you're ugly. I mean, I don't find you attractive. I mean, I can
I've
see
heard
how
that before.
Someone else might find you attractive, I guess. I mean, not me, but I mean, I can, in my imagination, I mean, I could picture someone thinking you're good looking, but, you know.
You either get that or you get the, I'm not your type. You're not into me.
Yeah, I know. I'm not into you. You're not into me.
Put an application. You don't want this job. Nah, this job's too good for you.
Yeah.
Good enough for you, I mean.
Listen, I mean, you'd quit this job in a week, so you don't want this.
Nah.
You don't like money. Or pussy, apparently.
How come does playing hard to get work for girls like it does with guys? Or does it matter?
Wait, no, you have it reversed. Playing hard to get is a girl thing. You said the opposite.
What did I mean?
I don't know what you meant.
Tell me what I meant.
Okay. Do you think it works the same for guys?
When
girls play hard to get, can a guy do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you said it, you know, the opposite way.
See, no guy could, because as soon as a girl, there's like a clock. A guy's like, oh no, gotta.
Yeah, listen, you kind of show a girl you're not interested, she's probably gonna move on.
There's an internal clock in a guy's, like the seconds are ticking away at the end of a basketball game. You gotta get that shot in there. You can't wait around.
I mean, there are some guys that are just, they're fucking like really confident and they get chicks all the time. They can just be like, meh, whatever. Yeah, maybe I'll fuck you. I don't know. I gotta think about it. Got some other shit going on. I mean, but those aren't the typical guy.
You can be my fourth stringer if you want.
Listen, I mean, there's plenty of room on the bench. Move over, ladies. We got a new one.
Listen, if I got the first four girls can't do anything that night, you're in.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? Cancellations happen.
Suit up, kid. You're in.
Maybe someone's got sick.
Give him the big game.
There's a bug going around, I hear.
Then she starts poisoning other girls.
Other guys. There's guys on the bench, too.
Hey, listen.
I'm bi. Listen, I want to come. If there's a guy can do it, so be it. Maybe he does a better job. I don't know.
Listen, I always said, if you could somehow be attracted to guys.
Somehow.
You double your
yeah, I know.
Your sex part. You could easily, I mean, you'll never be lonely.
I mean, I don't know any gay guys, but I gotta imagine anytime you want to have sex, it's just there, right?
They got that app where you just, like,
yeah, I've heard of it.
I forget what it's called.
Yeah, I don't know it, but it's just an app and you could look in.
It has your location and it's,
and you see the other locations, yeah, of other eligible gay males in your area, and you just, like, you know, tap on one near you and be like, yeah, are you in?
And this isn't dating.
No, it's
there's
just
no
for,
ruse.
It's just for
there's
banging.
No ruse.
Just hanging.
Yep.
And the guy will look at it and it's like, you look all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm in.
And that's, let's do and this. The thing about guys like that, if it's a girl who just wants to, like, when you see these Craigslist ads, the girl's like, I just want to have sex, and that's it. No strings attached.
I just don't trust it.
You're like, all right, you're either a dude, you're either a girl and her dude's in the closet's going to mug you.
Or it's just fake altogether.
It's fake altogether.
Or she's a prostitute.
Or she's insane, like, seriously
yeah,
insane.
Yeah, like, fucking nuts. Very rare. I mean, listen, there are girls that, listen, I just want to bang and, maybe I am turned on by anonymous sex. Yeah, I mean, it's possible, but I think those other scenarios are way more likely. So I just don't trust it.
But if a guy says, if you're a gay guy, and he's like, no strings attached, like, yeah.
Yeah, we all know. Listen.
Sounds about right to me.
We're guys. That's what we want. We want to just be able to bang chicks and then just move on.
I'd like to see some statistics. Are gay guys less monogamous than lesbians?
I think I've heard. You know what? I don't know. I mean, I've heard the stats somewhere that they were less monogamous than straight guys because there are just so many options.
Well, straight guys have to be monogamous because
it's hard enough to get a chick.
Yeah, girls don't like that.
Yeah. No, yeah, but with the whole lesbian factor, I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah. We both said interesting at the same time.
We did. We both owe each other
Speaking
a poke.
Speaking of girls, so the other day, I'm on Facebook, and I get a friend request.
Really?
I was on my way to work, so
I don't get friend requests.
I click on it, and it says Jennifer Elizzi.
Who the hell's that?
I don't know. Well, I'm going to tell you, actually. And it said a mutual friend. It had some other podcast. So I'm like, oh, I must be a fan. So not even thinking. I didn't really investigate. I just go, all right, whatever. Confirm. I'm an open book. So I get to work, and I open up my phone again, and there's messages from this Jennifer Elizzi. She goes, hi. Hey, are you a half glass full kind of guy or a half glass empty kind of guy?
I was like, I don't know. And
and this all happened, like, I didn't notice the message. Then she goes, well, I gotta log off. Send me your number.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? So I click on her profile. Sure enough, she just started her profile on Sunday. No pictures.
But what's the scam?
And she's only got like 28 friends. Then I took a picture and I Google. You can search images on Google now.
Yeah, I've never done it, but I know of it.
So I did that. 20 different profiles, different names, same picture came up.
Yeah, but what's the scam? If I for some reason I'm dumb enough to put my phone number on there, what do they gain?
I guess they could spam your. I guess they're fishing for numbers. Maybe I don't know.
I
read online.
Who's calling me now? What are you trying to sell me something? Is that
I read online that. There's two different ones. There's bots, and then there's what they call sock puppets, which is a real human running them.
A sock puppet?
A lot of it is for fake likes. You know, people buy likes and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. If I think of a sock puppet, I think of a real sexy one that I have sex with.
Thick lips.
Yeah. A lot of dudes like to ejaculate in the socks. You might as well make a puppet out of it.
The best part of it, though, was other dudes.
Like, falling for
it. As soon
it.
As I saw it, I go, this is odd. Most likely this is some kind of fake
profile. Oh, yeah. Hey, baby.
Yeah, so other guys go like, oh, hey, Jennifer. Nice pic. I wanted to post like, hey, dude, obviously this is a fake profile.
No. She's cool. We've been talking about the glasses and shit. She's awesome.
I'm a half glass full guy, you know. I'm a half full kind of guy.
No, I'm the kind of guy that busts a fucking glass over someone's head.
The way that it was such a generic question, it must have been a bot even asking the question.
Yeah.
And they were trying to get my number or something.
I don't understand what the whole point
Remember that
is?
A couple of months ago we were both getting like...
Yeah, we were getting weird text messages from a Jen. And she was like acting like she was our friend. Like, oh, hey, how you doing? How you been? And I'm like... At first, like, there was a girl, Jen, like Jenny, at work. I'm like... And coincidentally, I had given her my phone number to give to somebody else. So I thought... I mean, she has my number technically. I don't know. We're not really friends. I don't know why she's texting me, but all right. And I just never answered. I didn't do anything with it. I just thought it was weird. And then when I talked to you about it, you had the exact same one from a Jenny.
Yeah, you invited her over, though. I just ignored it.
No, I fucked her.
Yeah, come on over.
Yeah, hey, it's me, Jenny.
Again, you know, I don't know. I don't understand the motivations. I don't know. Like, you're not getting any money out of this.
They're getting something out of it.
I don't know. Are people buying, like,
well,
cell phone numbers?
Well, those ones, remember they had some kind of link? It's like, hey, click on my this profile. And
yeah. But, I mean, just, again, am I going to buy your shit because I go there? Maybe just buy with... Do you think people, like, somehow profit if they could show that, like, a shitload of people went to their website?
Could be.
Because if you put that out there and a lot of guys are suckers and they, like, you know, 10,000 people end up going to your website, now you can show that to someone, maybe trying to get some kind of, like, ad revenue. It's like, listen, I had, you know, 20,000 people visit this website, so you, listen, put your ad on here.
They're all named Jenny.
So, yeah. I mean, it sounds like, you know, a plausible scam, I guess.
We should just, you know, we should make some fake profiles and just fuck with guys. They're so stupid.
Doesn't sound like fun.
Meet me at the corner of, you know, name a couple streets, and they're like, there they are standing there.
All standing there together.
12 guys.
Yep.
Are you going to meet Jenny? Yeah, me too.
Yeah, then I'll send them all a text like, you're here? Good. Now we're going to have a gangbang. I didn't want to tell you because I thought you'd be too afraid to do it. It's been my fantasy since I was a little girl to get fucked by 18 losers.
Do you think if you got invited to a gangbang, you'd go, or?
I might go. I don't know if I'd participate.
Like a buddy of yours from work's like, Mark, tonight there's gangbang. Come by.
I'd ask questions. Who's the chick? Is she from work too? Definitely in.
It's my girlfriend. It's my fiance.
I might have to do that.
$10 cover, though.
Now that's illegal. Now I'm paying for
it. No, it's a cover.
To get into the room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would see this on Craigslist. And they just ask for donations to cover the motel room. So, and then sometimes when I'm on the porn site, I'll see something that looks like that. It's like obviously it's a shitty motel room. And there's like, and you know, like five kind of out of shape guys in their 40s. Like obviously they answered some kind of Craigslist thing. And then the chick is usually some kind of weird, a little older, good body, but you could see by her face that she's kind of nuts. Like, there's obviously something wrong with her. There's some kind of chemical imbalance. Yeah, you could spot crazy most times. Like, that chick ain't right. Yeah, I'll fuck her, but, you know, there's something wrong with her.
So, going back to it, so your buddy at work invited you. Okay. So you have, like,
I don't know.
So it's my fiance, and then he shows you a picture of her naked, and she's hot.
I'd check it out, maybe.
It's like, well, how many guys are going to be there? Like, well, right now, 24.
You know what? You know how you watch...
We got 24 confirmed invites on Facebook.
Yeah.
To my gangbang. Bang my fiance.
Okay. If you ever watch the gangbang videos, you will see some guys on there with a mask. I might do that.
We're not taping
it. Oh, it's not going to be filmed?
No.
I might wear a mask anyway, because I don't know who's going to be there. What if my uncle's there? There's people I know, and all of a sudden I'm showing them. Now we all have to share the secret together.
Uncle Tom, what are you doing? Well, I know what you're doing here, but...
Yeah, I don't need that. Now every time I see him for Easter and shit, and, you know, we have this weirdness.
Yeah, you guys can do, like, sly high five.
Remember when we both fucked that chick, that whore?
Why is Mark and Uncle Tom always high-fiving every time they see each other?
Yeah, like I said, I don't want that. Why are they gonna, even if there's no camera,
why
I'm
are they both wearing
mask.
This T-shirt that says "Gangbang 2013"? On
we
it.
Had T-shirts made. Listen, I was proud, and I have my trophy up on the wall.
Got all the names on the back.
Wait, no, longest lasting. I got the trophy for that.
Oh,
my uncle got the honorable mention.
Wouldn't long and lasting be like the bad thing?
Yeah,
like, come on, we're online here. Like,
wouldn't you be pissed? You're at a gangbang, and there's some dude who's like. Fucking like 20 minutes later, it's like, fucking come on, man.
I think you get a couple minutes and then you have to get to the back of the line.
Like the professional ones with like the real porn star. I mean, you get, you know, yeah, you get a couple minutes and then they have fluffers on the side who'll take care of you.
But do you think that.
What? Where do you lose your train of thought?
Yeah.
We're at a gangbang, don't forget.
Oh, yeah, no, I got it.
Jesus.
But do you think that I lost it? It's gone.
Like your erection. After 20 minutes of watching some dude bang, you lost yours. Now you can't participate.
No.
You won't even get a participation trophy.
Do you think you'd be allowed to go to the back of the line again?
Oh, yeah. In the professional ones, they always say, like, Like, for, like, the Houston 500. It wasn't even 500 guys.
It was, like, three.
Well, no, a little more than that. It might have been, like, you know.
It was one guy.
300 guys. 300 guys.
It was Mark, and he did 500 thrusts.
Yeah. No, it's like 300 guys, and then when you're done, go back to the end of the line, and by the time you come up again, it's like an hour later, you're good. You're like, yeah, I'll fuck her again. All right. Sounds good. Yeah, and if you want to fuck us again, go to HotShotWizKids.com.
Tomorrow, a teaser, is a Hot Topics edition, and I have some porn news.
Ooh, I can't wait. HotShotWizKids.com.